I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. Talk about Isaiah 40.
Well, Isaiah 40 is one of the most majestic chapters in the Bible. I mean, if you haven't read, or if our listeners haven't read Isaiah 40 in a long time, it's a great time just to read it out loud. And the latter part of the verses say, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning that the everlasting Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not grow tired or weary?" And then it goes on to say, "Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles." And the idea here, I don't know that Isaiah understood all of the science behind this, but we now know that rising up from the surface of the earth, there are thermal columns of hot air, and it helps regulate our weather. And eagles and hawks and other soaring birds know how to find these thermals, and they don't have to flap and sputter and work hard to try to fly. They just stretch their wings out over these columns of uprising hot air, and it lifts them higher and higher. It's like an elevator. It's a wonderful picture in life of us finding those promises of God that meets our condition. We spread the wings of faith over them, and the updraft of the Holy Spirit just lifts us up, and we are renewed. Our strength is renewed like an eagle's. It's a very wonderful promise. And someone listening today, they're having some problem or some fear that's driving them crazy. I know all about that. I have panic attacks that I battle with. But if I can find a promise of God, and I can always do that if I go into the Bible, and I just stretch out the wings of faith over that promise, then the updrafts of the Holy Spirit renew our strength. And that's what Isaiah was talking about.
Even if our strength is small, that doesn't mean that we can't experience renewal and refreshment, right?
Well, yes. The very first verse that I mentioned in this book, and the one that maybe means the most to me, is Deuteronomy 33:25. "Your strength will equal your days," or "as your days are, so shall your strength be." So I truly believe on the basis of that verse that God will never allow us to have a day in which the work that he has assigned or the burdens that he has allowed is greater than the strength that he will impart. So even if we don't have a whole lot of strength, our strength is in the Lord, and he will enable us to do the work and bear the load and have joy in our hearts. There is a spiritual connection to all of this. I call these verses that I found lines of Scripture, and they are high-voltage lines. So when we tap into them, we're tapping our 40-watt lives into the omnipotent nuclear reaction of God's almighty power.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.